B'tachan for Life, Shir 108.6, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayishlach. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored anonymously. The S'chus of Limurat Torah and Chizik of thousands and thousands of listeners throughout the globe, and the S'chus of thousands of lives that have been changed, should Be'ezer Hashem bring Bracha and Hatzlacha to the anonymous sponsor. We are explaining that B'tachan is very, very personal. And not only is it personal in the way you work on your bitachin and which area you focus on, but even the work that you put into bitachin. For example, there are various ways to be kind of bitachin. Repetition, repetition, repetition helps you be kind of bitachin. You repeat psukim, like the psukim of Yeshua B'Seiser, other psukim that Be'ezer Hashem get to, or you sing songs. You make up your own songs, you sing other songs to develop feelings of reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You hear stories, you try to internalize the stories. Bitachin is an emotional state. You have to try to slide into that state of feeling secure. It's something that really you might have to do on your own. We encourage people that are trying to intensify their feelings of bitachin to go into a room in your home. If that doesn't work because people might hear you, get into your car and drive somewhere where there's no one around. Bitachin is between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's real. There's something going on there. It's not external. It's not what everything else in this world is. It's a deep connection. It's an intimate connection. Nobody else comes into this connection. You take your car, you drive to some parking lot somewhere, and you sing, or you repeat, and you say it on the top of your lungs. When a person says something very loud, it makes an emotional impression on you. Repeat it to yourself. Say loud and clear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kol Yachol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do anything. No matter what kind of situation I'm in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a trillion ways to get me out of it. B'derech HaTeva, in a natural way. And it's not difficult for the Ribbono Shel'Olam to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me no matter how many averis I've done. He still loves me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to help me. The Ribbono Shel Olam is dying to help me, if you could use that term. What is stopping it? That I have to train myself to rely that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, Be'ezus Hashem, help me. And repeat it to yourself again and again. And as we go through the different terms of Bitachon, we'll explain the different levels and what a person can feel. But it's personal. It's something that you do on your own. Nobody knows about it. It's you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how you cultivate the relationship of Bitachon. And it's a lifelong journey. It's not something you get overnight. But the more effort you put in, the more time, the more emotion, the more you will see, first of all, your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu developing. Second of all, you'll see Yeshua's. Bitachin, strengthening Bitachin, always brings Yeshua's.